It is a good morning show here on WPGC 95.5, and we are very pleased to have with us this morning Kristen V. Carter. She is the executive producer of Gospel Live, and it's all part of this, this piece that Henry Louis Gates is a part of?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Henry Louis Gates created Gospel, which is a four-part documentary series, and wanted a companion piece, a concert special by the name of Gospel Live, and I'm so excited for you guys to check it out.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Now, you're going to have a screening tonight with a Q&A and talkback tour. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So basically, the show went so well in October when we filmed. We had Erica Campbell, Anthony Hamilton, wow, John Legend, and so many others perform on the stage. There was so much energy. The spirit was in the room. It was so wonderful. And so basically, at the end of production and post-production, I asked PBS, could we do a regional church tour? And they agreed. And so I'm so excited to bring this to different regions of the U.S. We kick off this tour tonight in Largo, Maryland, at Metropolitan Baptist Church, and we go to New Jersey and New York next week.
Wow. How many cities are you doing?
So we have three confirmed right now, and we are working on dates for Houston, Atlanta, LA, and also Detroit.
Yeah, definitely that Houston and Atlanta. Those are big gospel cities there.
Yes.
Have you found that certain cities are more accepting, or at least more receptive to what you all do than others?
You know what's so interesting? I find that this has been such a blessed project. I'm not even going to hold you. I feel like everyone that we have shared with has been excited about it. Mm. So I thought that the South would be more excited, if I'm honest. But honestly, from the East, the West, North, South, when folks have heard that we're doing screenings, that we're getting gospel artists and key talent from our show to talk about their experience on Gospel Live, to talk about how they feel about gospel music as well, and the impact it has had on their lives, the doors have just opened.
Yeah, the doors of the church are open too.
Yes.
So who are the panelists who are going to be on board with you?
So tonight we have Janelle Merritt, who is the former choral director for Metropolitan Baptist Church. She is our moderator. We have Maurette Brown-Clark. We have Doe, who is going to be a panelist and a performer. Myself, the showrunner EP of Gospel Live, and then also our music director for Gospel Live, Zoe Harris.
Now, are you also an artist, a singer?
I am not a singer. I had my heyday in the gospel choir in high school.
I know that's right.
I've been in production for almost 20 years now.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, very good. So the screening is tonight over at Metropolitan Baptist Church, the one in Maryland, in Largo, Maryland.
Yes.
So make sure you go there, because we have a Metropolitan in the district, too. So, you know, we want to get people confused with that. So Metropolitan Baptist Church in Maryland, 1200 Mercantile Lane, Suite 115B in Largo, Maryland. That is tonight. What time do the doors open?
The doors open at 6:15, and the show starts promptly at 7. It includes snippets of Gospel Live and Gospel, along with our Q&A talkback, and also a special performance with Doe.
Ooh, all right, and you can go to theblacklistnyc.com/gospel Gospel Live Tour to get your RSVP on. So just put Gospel Live Tour in your search engine, and you'll be able to find the way that you can RSVP for tonight. That is going down tonight. We thank you so much for joining us, Kristen V. Carter, executive producer of Gospel Live. It's going to air on PBS next week, a week from tonight, right?
Yes, it airs February 9th on PBS.
All right. And how can people find out more information?
Sure. You can go to PBS's website to check out more. You can check out the trailer there. And we are so incredibly excited. You can also go to my Instagram as well as PBS, so at PBS on Instagram. And then you can go to at Kristen V. Carter, and I have the information for tonight's event, as well as New Jersey and New York. And even if that URL is too long, just come on by. Just stop on by, come celebrate with us, and we'll see you then.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thank you, Kristen V. Carter, for joining us here on The Good Morning Show.
Thank you so much.